chairperson Edgar Lungu. Electoral Reform Technical Committee says the executive will decide on delimitation of constituencies and Pope's coffin carried into St. Peter's Basilica.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Tonsi Alliance has expressed concern over an audio recording circulating on social media which allegedly captures senior officials of the Socialist Party discussing a plan to remove Alliance chairperson and former president Edgar Lungu, currently in Johannesburg for medical examinations, and install themselves in his place. According to Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo, the individuals allegedly involved include Ms. Akende Membe, the Socialist Party's chairperson for international relations and daughter of party president Dr. Fred Membe, Socialist Party National Youth Chairman Kelvin Kaunda, and other unidentified individuals. Mr. Tembo has stated that the audio recording not only details the alleged plot, but also mocks and ridicules Mr. Lungu's medical stay in South Africa. Mr. Tembo has announced that the Tonsi Alliance has constituted an ad hoc disciplinary committee in accordance with its constitution to investigate the allegations and recommend appropriate action to the Council of Leaders. He said the Alliance has also written to Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe seeking an official explanation regarding the alleged scheme involving his party officials and unknown persons. Mr. Tembo said, additionally, the Alliance has questioned the validity of the Socialist Party's recent application to join the Tonsi Alliance, pending the outcome of the investigation. He says, as part of its probe, the disciplinary committee has also written to Patriotic Front Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda, who also serves as chairperson of the Committee of Tonsi Alliance Secretary Generals, and acting PF President Given Luwinda, who is a member of the Tonsi Alliance Council of Leaders, to clarify the agenda of recent meetings held with the Socialist Party leadership and other unknown parties.
The audio recording further ridicules and mocks the Tonsi Alliance chairman and his medical stay in Johannesburg of South Africa. In order to get to the bottom of this grave matter, and in accordance with Article 23, Subarticle 1 of the Tonsi Alliance Constitution, the Tonsi Alliance has, with immediate effect, constituted an ad hoc disciplinary committee to investigate this matter and recommend appropriate action to the Tonsi Alliance Council of Leaders. The Tonsi Alliance has since written to the Socialist Party President, Dr. Fred Membe, for him to explain the alleged plot being fermented by his political party.
Meanwhile, the Socialist Party has dismissed the circulating audio on social media, alleging that Dr. Fred Membe is plotting to hijack the Tonsi Alliance. In a statement, Party Deputy General Secretary Administration, Maximo Mutambo, says this is nothing more than a cheap, desperate propaganda stunt aimed at weakening the growing unity among opposition forces in the country. The Electoral Reform Technical Committee, ERTC, says it has left the powers of deciding how many constituencies should be established in terms of delimitation to the executive, stating that the Commission is not better placed to understand the financial capacity of government. Committee Chairperson Rabson Chongo notes that the mandate of the committee was to review the constitutional and other statutory frameworks governing elections in Zambia and make recommendations that would make elections more credible in the country. Speaking when he featured on the Hot FM breakfast show this morning, Mr. Chongo has indicated that the report, which was handed over to the Minister of Justice yesterday, include, among others, the recommendation for the executive to decide how many constituencies should be delimited in consultation with the 29 delimitation report, which proposes an increase of 94 constituencies. He has further explained that the ERTC has recommended the consideration of a mixed member of parliament, where MPs will be voted for using proportional representation, and that by-elections for councillors at ward level be done away with.
We had very, very strong submissions from members of the public that constituencies need to be increased. We did not recommend a number because they are very important implications. The implications are budgetary. And we felt that where we were sitting, we could not recommend a number without a good understanding of the budgetary implications for the national budget. So we said that the people who would be sitting in the right place would be the executive.
The Southern Africa AIDS Trust, SAT, Zambia, has raised concerns over the impact of a growing funding gap from the United States on Zambia's national HIV response efforts. Speaking at a civil society stakeholder consultative meeting on HIV financing, SAT Zambia Executive Director Lenganji Nanyangwe has warned that the shortfall in funding could have a ripple effect on the country's ability to maintain its progress in combating HIV. Ms. Nanyangwe has emphasized the urgent need for local resource mobilization and innovative financing mechanisms to sustain HIV prevention, treatment, and care programs in the face of shifting donor priorities.
There are gaps that have been left by PEPFAR and also USAID in terms of financing for HIV. And so we are saying, what other resources can we look at? Can we be innovative on this matter and continue to sustain the lives of our precious Zambians? What are the solutions going forward? The solutions lie amongst ourselves. It lies amongst each and every one of us from our different entities that we represent today.
And National AIDS Council Director General Kebi Msokotwane has acknowledged that Zambia's HIV response is under serious threat. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, and the Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, have expressed concern over an emerging trend in which some Yango taxi drivers are reportedly charging passengers more than the fares displayed on the official Yango app. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says the associations have received growing complaints from concerned consumers and commuters who allege that certain Yango drivers are demanding higher off-app fares in direct violation of agreed pricing. Mr. Sakala has described the practice as not only a breach of consumer rights, but also tantamount to extortion, which he said is a serious offence under Zambian laws and contrary to the principles of fair and ethical business conduct. He has stressed that once a fare is set by the digital platform and accepted by both the driver and passenger, it becomes a legally binding agreement, and any attempt by the driver to charge more is illegal and unethical.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has urged the government to streamline the country's value-added tax system by reducing the number of exemptions and zero-rated items in an effort to broaden the tax base and enhance efficiency in tax administration. Speaking during the 2025 first quarter media briefing, ZICA President Yande Mwenye has highlighted ongoing challenges within Zambia's VAT framework, including delays in refund processing, non-compliance, and the dominance of a large informal sector, all compounded by the complexity of the current VAT system. Ms. Mwenye has emphasized that the rollout of smart invoices and electronic fiscal devices, EFDs, presents an opportunity to increase transparency and improve tax collections.